Crossroads Diaries, a 19-year-old's Vietnam journey. It's a mixture of poetry, pictures, Bible scriptures, and musical lyrics. But most of all, it is the innermost feelings of a young man who wanted to go out in a blaze of glory.
December 24th, 1967, Christmas Eve day. Yesterday, we cleaned up the mud and the muck that the troops had deposited on and in our boat. We also resupplied all the ammunition that we had all enjoyably used, cleaned our weapons, loaded up on fuel, and generally prepared to go out again. We had been told that we're headed to a place combat veterans refer to as the Crossroads. It has a second name, Ambush Alley, because of the numerous firefights that have occurred in that vicinity. We had been given orders to implement the Christmas truce operation. From the official summary report, the enemy responded with small arms on occasions during the day. Fires were returned by Army and Navy units with unknown results. Someone forgot to mention that the enemy also fired a few rockets at us. The official document of this day claims there was only a minor skirmish with the enemy. Minor is a rather relative term for the first time you experience a gun battle. Someone in our group of boats clicked the talk button on his radio microphone as the gunfire was exchanged and screamed, "I just crapped in my pants."
Oh, goodness gracious. Oh, my.
How do I write home about that? I don't know. I just know it's a silent night. Silent night. The night might be quiet, but the day, not so much. There was gunfire, explosions, yelling, and such. Holy night. It is now Sunday and Christmas Eve, and from this war, supposedly, a reprieve. All is calm. We are to halt their movement on the ground, but we know they are scurrying all around. All is bright. We see the flares shot into the night to change the darkness into light. Round yon virgin, to be pure and innocent, is now lost, and it has come at a cost. Mother and child, many have wanted the comfort of mom to give them assurance and be calm. Holy infant, so tender and mild, we have started our journey into war, and I know we'll be shaken to our core. Sleep in heavenly peace, sleep in heavenly peace.
That's very touching. Was that written at that time? Is this something that was inspired while writing the book?
That is a great question, Cheryl, because the song Silent Night has always been extremely significant to me. And I was very aware that Christmas Eve night, that it wasn't a silent night. Not by a long ways. I was very conscious of it. The thoughts of this silent night writing were carried inside for 47 years.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, it was written as I wrote about Christmas Eve, but it was just expressing the memories,
mm-hmm.
the images, the sounds that I had been hearing for 47 years at that point in time.
Right. Wow. You are listening to The Crossroads Diaries, a 19-year-old's Vietnam journey by author, narrator, and host Tom Center, along with co-host Cheryl Chambers. You can find The Crossroad Diaries, a 19-year-old's Vietnam journey, on Amazon, Walmart, and Barnes & Noble. You can also follow Tom on Facebook at Thomas Center on Facebook.